What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Theron's Thoughts. My name is Theron Shetty. These are my thoughts. Hope you guys are doing well. Having a fantastic weekend. Performed Friday, Saturday. Good shows. Got to get home a little early. I was able to check out the Jake Paul fights. Are people checking out Jake Paul? I mean, this guy, if you don't know, he's this YouTube boxer. And he's been making quite a name for himself, but I pay attention to it because, one, I used to heavily train jiu-jitsu, and I noticed Jake Paul has made his name fighting washed-up UFC fighters. And when I say washed-up, I say that respectfully, but let's be real. Just guys who are past their prime, and, you know, for a while, these guys were, you know, 30, 40 pounds lighter than him. And if you don't follow fighting, that's a big deal. Like, when I used to train jiu-jitsu, like, guys who were bigger than me and same level would wreck me because that weight can make a big, big difference. So I used to watch Jake Paul. I just, you know, I think I was a Ben Askren fan who's this wrestler, UFC guy. And, you know, I see Jake Paul going through these dudes, and I think Jake Paul is a good boxer, but he, for a while, he had a serious advantage, and, you know, he's slowly increasing his competition. But I like Jake Paul because he's a guy who exemplifies creating your own brand, right? Because nobody is coming to help in showbiz. Like, he was a guy on Vine, I think, right? Wasn't he like shooting like 6-second vines and then took his platform to YouTube or Instagram? I don't know his trajectory, but I do know that he is very proactive in who he is, how he perceives, how people perceive him. You know, his whole brand of being a, like, this kind of like asshole, you know, self-promotion thing. And it's working. Who's to say anything if it's winning for you? And I think that goes with anything in show business. I was just having this conversation with a friend of mine. We're talking about this comedian who a lot of the public, you know, finds annoying, but his fans love him. And I was saying, who cares? As long as your fans are paying money to see you, integrity doesn't pay the bills. So if you're happy doing what you do, God bless you. Anyway, so going back to Jake Paul, he took on Anderson Silva, who's a very renowned, prestigious UFC fighter. He legitimately beat him. Like, I watched the fight. Anderson Silva is like 47 and Jake Paul is like 25. Like, 22 years is a big deal. Like, people slow down considerably. So yes, he has stepped up in competition, but he's still fighting a guy, you know, same size, but a lot older. I wouldn't say he's some amazing boxer, but I don't think he's claiming to be an amazing boxer. I think he's claiming to be an entertainer, and people are going along for the ride. If you are watching Jake Paul fights, and I am, whether you like him or hate him, you are a fan. I think Jake Paul is really bugging Dana White because he's really sucking the blood, you know, off these fighters who have the UFC name to them, like Tyron Woodley, Ben Askren, Anderson Silva. I mean, these guys, you know, had a pretty good run. I mean, Ben Askren, not so much, but everybody else had a pretty good run in the UFC. And without the UFC fighters, who's Jake Paul going to fight? I know he's going to fight Haseem Rockman Jr., like a legit boxer, but nobody's going to watch that because there's no name behind it. So, I mean, Jake Paul, the UFC, I mean, he really needs them more than, you know, UFC needs Jake Paul. I mean, they don't need him at all. However, the fighters, they can't turn down a good payday. I mean, who can blame them? So I'm rooting for Jake Paul. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's kind of this, just playing this angle. And, you know, at some point, he will probably fight a real boxer and get his ass kicked. No way he's stepping into the ring with Canelo Alvarez, who's a legitimate, you know, world champion, probably one of the best ever. So let's see how this all plays out. I mean, since we're talking about sports, I wish I was a professional athlete. I mean, what I like about sports is your skill dictates how far you go. This isn't showbiz where, like, there's some gatekeeper. They can really determine how far you go versus if you can hit a baseball, like, coming at you 90 miles per hour, you know, 7 out of 10 times, you're probably one of the best ever. I love the fact that sports comes down to just pure talent. Now, with that said, I think the Lakers just won their first game yesterday. I don't know how many basketball fans there are watching this, but, you know, I was watching the highlights last night, and I am generally happy for the Los Angeles Lakers. I think they were like 0-4 and they won their first game. Maybe they're 1-5. Man, to watch them, to watch these old guys playing basketball. By the way, somebody had this great quote: when you watch NBA players play, we're just watching a bunch of millionaires play basketball and we're just like rooting for them. I mean, we forget like all these guys are insanely wealthy and we create this own allegiance in our head to our hometown sports team. So when people go on losing streaks, you feel bad, but you really don't feel that bad because they're still going to be okay at the end of the day. I think Russell Westbrook, who got reamed, he plays for the Lakers, got reamed last season like every game. This guy just bought a $37 million house in California. I mean, come on. With that said, I generally felt happy to see the Los Angeles Lakers win because, look, I still have a place in LA, and I think LeBron James is probably one of the greatest basketball players ever to live. No question about it. Like every, I think there's some stat, like every team he played on, like went to the finals, you know, and he's won a few of them. So, and he's going to surpass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar this season as the most points scored, even though Kareem had to play 4 years of college. So there's some weird, you know, rules that didn't apply to LeBron James. But my point to this is to see these older guys play basketball. And they're not going to win a championship, but to see them have a moral victory. Because when you get your ass kicked in sports again and again, and you see people go downhill, it's kind of sad. I used to watch a lot of tennis, and there was nothing sadder than seeing like these guys who were like, you know, 38, 39. These guys used to like just crush at these grand slams. And they'd be getting crushed like first round, second round by like these young guys who you've never even heard of. You know, and people were just applauding because they were just happy to see you know, Jimmy Connors play or Andre Agassi. Oh, there they are, you know, taking their Advil. So I feel like professional athletes, you really do have to enjoy them while they're at their peak because it's a short-lived window. And then afterwards, they're going to ride off into the sun in their Ferrari Testarossa. And we'll be sitting at home eating our potato chips. God, life is cruel. I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks for listening. Take care.